Some other very quick things before we sing our opening hymn. If you brought your UNICEF boxes back that were handed out, I believe, last week, you can leave them. We have a couple of bowls, I think, at the rear of the sanctuary. You can put them there as you leave the service today. I've made a change in my sermon topic for next Sunday. It's not going to be the one in the order of service. This is called Whose Moral Values? A Post-Election Reflection. That'll give us time to hopefully get a little equilibrium here and catch our breath a little bit, and then see where we are. Our sixth grade class will light our chalice this morning.
Supports the Islamic faith called Muslim believe in an afterlife. Once an individual's soul is freed from his physical body, he awaits the final day of reckoning when he must account for his actions.
Buddhist. According to the Buddhist faith, death is a way to reach the next reincarnation and move closer to nirvana, a state of absolute bliss. Buddhist funerals are often more like celebrations, where followers focus on the soul of the deceased as it makes its ascent from the physical body.
Hindu. Hindus believe that upon death, an individual's soul enters another reincarnation. The reincarnation depends on the individual's karma, which is determined by his actions in his present life as well as his past lives.
Baha'is believe that after death, the soul leaves the physical body and world behind for a spiritual world. This spiritual world does not necessarily contain heaven or hell.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints accepts death as an essential part of the plan of salvation. The followers, commonly known as Mormons, believe that when an individual dies, soul leaves the body for the spirit world, a place of learning and preparation. Upon the resurrection of Christ, the body and soul are reunited for eternity.
Judaism. Reformed and Reconstruct, Jews believe that no bodily resurrection or physical afterlife, life after death.
Greek Orthodox. Members of the Greek Orthodox religion believe that at the moment of death, the deceased receives a partial judgment. They get a preview of heaven and hell. On the final day, the deceased is sent to either heaven or hell.